Welcome to empoweryourmind.com Forgiveness Process. Today's exercise is designed to help you deal with relationships that no longer serve you. The forgiveness process allows to cut emotional ties, either permanently, to let those people off to grow, to learn and evolve, or to reconnect in a new way, so you can see them anew. So when you're ready, I want you to close your eyes. First, we are going to breathe together. We are going to take some deep breath in through the nose and exhale through the mouth with a big ha sound. Ready? Inhale. Inhale. Now just breathing normally, in and out through the nose. Nice, relaxed, gentle breath. In and out through the nose. That's right. As we begin, I'd like you to imagine in your mind's eye that you rise up in the air, all the way up in the air. And as you lean down, you can see the people way down below and in front of you. So as you are all the way up in the air, I would like you to construct in your mind's eye a stage. Build a stage down below and in front of you. A stage where we are going to invite all the people that we need to cut the emotional ties with, either permanently to let them grow, to learn and evolve, or to reconnect with them in a new way. So why not start with childhood friends or anybody who's acted like a childhood friend in relationship with you? As you invite childhood friends or anybody who's acted like a childhood friend in relationship with you, I want you to ask them the question: do you totally support my magnificence, my personal evolution, and the direction that I'm heading? If the answer is yes, then you can choose to have them remain on the stage or not. It is entirely up to you. If the answer is no, then absolutely have them stay on the stage for the purpose of cutting the ties, either to reconnect anew or for the purpose of cutting the ties permanently. Now, let's invite current friends or anybody who's acted like a current friend in a relationship with you. As you invite current friends or anybody who's acted like a current friend in relationship with you, I want you to ask them the question: do you totally support my magnificence, my personal evolution, and the direction that I'm heading? If the answer is yes, then you can choose to have them remain on the stage. If the answer is no, then absolutely have them stay on the stage for the purpose of cutting the ties, either to reconnect in a new way or for the purpose of cutting the ties permanently. Now let's invite co-workers, past and present, or anybody who's acted like a co-worker, past and present, in relationship with you. And perhaps in this group, we'll also invite clients, customers and students, or anybody who's acted like a client, a customer or student, past and present, in relationship with you. As you invite co-workers, clients, customers and students, or anybody who's acted like a co-worker, client, customer or student in relationship with you, I want you to ask them the question: do you totally support my magnificence, my personal evolution, and the direction I'm heading? If the answer is yes, then you can choose to have them remain on the stage. If the answer is no, then absolutely have them stay on the stage. Now let's invite bosses, past and present, or anybody who's acted like a boss, past and present, in relationship with you. As you invite bosses or anybody who's acted like a boss in relationship with you, ask them the question: do you totally support my magnificence, my personal evolution, and the direction that I'm heading? If the answer is yes, then you can choose to have them remain on the stage. If the answer is no, then absolutely have them stay on the stage. Now let's invite teachers, past and present, or anybody who's acted like a teacher, past and present, in relationship with you. As you invite teachers or anybody who's acted like a teacher in relationship with you, ask them the question: do you totally support my magnificence, my personal evolution, and the direction that I'm heading? If the answer is yes, then you can choose to have them remain on the stage. If the answer is no, then absolutely have them stay on the stage. Now let's invite extended family, cousins, second cousins, uncles and aunts, or anybody who's acted like an extended family, cousin, second cousin, uncle or aunt, in relationship with you. And perhaps also invite grandparents and godparents, or anybody who's acted like a grandparent or a godparent in relationship with you. As you invite extended family, cousins, second cousins, uncles and aunts, grandparents and godparents, or anybody who's acted like an extended family, cousin, second cousin, uncle or aunt, grandparent or godparent, ask them the question: do you totally support my magnificence, my personal evolution, and the direction that I'm heading? If the answer is yes, then you can choose to have them remain on the stage. If the answer is no, then absolutely have them stay on the stage. Now let's invite brothers and sisters, siblings, or anybody who's acted like a brother or sister or sibling in relationship with you. And also invite children, or anybody who's acted like a child in relationship with you. As you invite brothers and sisters, siblings and children, or anybody who's acted like a brother or sister or a sibling or a child in relationship with you, ask them the question, do you totally support my magnificence, my personal evolution, and the direction that I'm heading? If the answer is yes, then you can choose to have them remain on the stage. If the answer is no, then absolutely have them stay on the stage. Now let's invite parents or anybody who's acted like a parent in relationship with you. As you invite parents or anybody who's acted like a parent in relationship with you, ask them the question, do you totally support my magnificence, my personal evolution, and the direction that I'm heading? If the answer is yes, then you can choose to have them remain on the stage. If the answer is no, then absolutely have them stay on the stage. Now let's invite exes, ex-partners, ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends, ex-husbands, ex-wives, ex-business partners, or anybody who's acted like an ex in relationship with you. In that, all of your exes. As you invite your exes or anybody who's acted like an ex in relationship with you, ask them the question, do you totally support my magnificence, my personal evolution, and the direction that I'm heading? If the answer is yes, then you can choose to have them remain on the stage. If the answer is no, then absolutely have them stay on the stage. Now it's time to invite current partners, current boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands and wives, business partners, or anybody who's acted like a current partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, or business partner in relationship with you. As you invite current partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, or business partner, or anybody who's acted like a partner, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, or business partner in relationship with you, ask them the question, do you totally support my magnificence, my personal evolution, and the direction that I'm heading? If the answer is yes, then you can choose to have them remain on the stage. If the answer is no, then absolutely have them stay on the stage. At this time, I want you to invite anyone else that you feel or know should be on the stage. Invite anyone else that you feel or know should be on the stage. Anyone else that you feel or know should be on the stage. Perhaps even choose to invite yourself on the stage, or an old concept of yourself. As you watch people on the stage from way up in the air, perhaps you can notice shimmering the wavy web of all the energetic ties floating like umbilical cords. Now it's time to have a conversation with all the people on the stage. To the extent of, I forgive you, do you forgive me? And notice that you can get forgiveness both ways. Notice that you can get forgiveness both ways. And if there is any challenge in getting forgiveness both ways, all you have to remember is that you are only ultimately forgiving a part of yourself, aren't you? I forgive you. Do you forgive me? And notice that you can get forgiveness both ways. Now I want you to imagine the top of your head opening up as you continue to float way up in the air. And I want you to invite in from up above an infinite source of love and light and healing to pour into the top of your head, feeling your entire body from top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes, healing you in every way, filling you as if you were a hollow vessel. Invite that infinite source of love and light and healing to pour in, filling your entire body and healing you in every way. And now allow that infinite source of love and light and healing to overflow out of your heart. As that source of love and light and healing begins to overflow out of your heart, allow it to pour down to each and every one of those individuals on the stage, filling each and every one of those individuals on the stage with that infinite source of love and light and healing overflowing out of your heart as you fill up all the people on the stage with that infinite source, completely filling up the entire stage. Right now I'd like you to imagine the blades of steel poised up above the wispy ethereal energetic connections that connect you to those on the stage. As you imagine those blades of steel, not yet but in a moment, I'm going to have you have those blades of steel drop down and sever the energetic ties. Not yet but in a moment. So just imagine those blades of steel up above. And now, when you're ready, just go ahead and drop the blade down now. Whoosh! And as you do, notice the energetic ties were severed and immediately the stage begins to clear out. They go off to learn to grow and evolve and they begin to fly away. All the people on the stage clearing off the stage with the last of those clearing out right now. Whoosh! If there is any remaining energetic ties, you can just pull those inside yourself, but let the people go as they float off to learn to grow and evolve. What I want you to imagine right now is, I want you to imagine a ring of light, like a donut of light at the crown of your head. Imagine that ring of light, that donut of light spreading out and beginning to descend down around your head, cutting, cleansing, severing any remaining energetic connection, coming down around your forehead and your eyes, the bridge of your nose, cheekbones, cutting, cleansing, severing any remaining energetic connection. Coming down around the jawline and the mouth, in at the neck, cutting, cleansing, severing any remaining energetic connection. Coming down the shoulders, around at the arms, down each shoulder and each biceps, cutting, cleansing, severing. Coming all the way down now around the elbows, down the forearms, cutting, cleansing, severing all the way down to the wrists and the hands, out to the very tips of the finger. And then allow that donut of light to begin to go back up the fingers and the hands and the wrists, the forearm, cutting, cleansing, severing any remaining energetic connections. Coming back up around the elbows and the biceps, back up to the shoulders, back in at the torso, joining into one donut of light. And coming down and around the upper back and the solar plexus, cutting, cleansing, severing any remaining energetic connections. Coming down now the stomach and the lower back, coming down around the buttocks, branching once again into two donuts of lights in each thigh, around each leg, around the kneecaps and the backs of the knees, cutting, cleansing, severing, down around the shin and the calves, all the way down around the ankles, the heels of the feet and the flats and the insteps of the feet, coming all the way down to the toes. And then allow those donuts of lights to come back up the toes and the insteps of the flats of the feet, coming around the heels and up around the ankles, cutting, cleansing, severing any remaining energetic connections. Coming up around the shins and the calves, the knees, the back of the knees, empathize, cutting, cleansing, severing. Coming back around the buttocks, stomach, the lower back. Cutting, cleansing, severing all the way up around the solar plexus, the mid back, the upper back, then the chest. Then branching into two donuts of lights, two rings of light once again, coming down the shoulders, around at the arms, down each shoulder and at each biceps. Cutting, cleansing, severing. Coming all the way down now around the elbows, down to the forearms, cutting, cleansing, severing, all the way down to the wrists and the hands, out to the very tips of the fingers. And then allow that donut of light to begin back up the fingers and hands and the wrists, the forearm, cutting, cleansing, severing any remaining energetic connections. Coming back up and around the elbows and the biceps, rejoining into white donut of light again, coming back up around the neck, cutting, cleansing, severing any remaining energetic connection. Coming around the chin, the mouth, cheekbones, the ears and the eyes, and then all the way away back up to the crown of the head. That's right. And before we come back into the room, we'll lift back with some ha breathing. So breathing in and exhale. In, exhale. And breathing gently in and out through the nose. Getting ready to come back into the room right now. Open your eyes. And let's have a big stretch. Oh, welcome back. Good trip. That's an amazing trip, isn't it? So remember, this is an extraordinary process that you can use as often as you wish. Anytime you feel the need to cut the energetic ties with people and wish to reconnect with them in a new way, or for the purpose of cutting the ties permanently, use the forgiveness process. Listen to that CD over and over again until you know the process, and then you probably won't need the CD, or you can just listen to it to refresh your memory. And remember to check our website, and poweryourmind.com for additional tools to help you on your journey. I look forward to continue journeying with you. Namaste.